flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Celebrate, Bills Mafia. The Bills have won 27-25. Kansas City, here we come.
Sports Talk Saturday.
And that will do it. The remaining 25 seconds will tick away as the Bills are only left thinking about what could have been as their arch nemesis in the playoffs strikes again.
Winning more than you guys. No pain. No pain. No pain. Okay, take it to it. Take it to it.
Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me?
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
The WGR Sports Radio 550.
Evan injecting the hope.
Yes.
Rocky IV. Putting some Rocky in there.
Mm-hmm. I was almost going to make a Rocky III reference with Bruce because he's like, this isn't a game where you come out and change everything, you know, like you don't flip completely, because that's what Rocky did. He went from southpaw to orthodox fighter and against Clubber Lang in the third movie. I was like, it's not that movie. It's Rocky IV.
So now, let me lead off here with this hour with something that I have said over the last few weeks, ever since we were getting into the postseason. What have I been saying week in and week out, Joe? The past does not guarantee the future.
Yeah, past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Forget every thought, every time that I said that.
The men in black, the little memory eraser thing.
I never said that at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Warren Bosting say, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say that. Never said it in my life. Okay, yes, I did. And it still actually comes through tomorrow. There are different ways to win a football game. Would I love for the Buffalo Bills to comfortably go away winning against the Kansas City Chiefs in the fourth quarter? Of course I would. Who wouldn't want that for their sanity?
Mm-hmm.
But man, I would love to have it. I would love to have it. But I'm not going to get it. It's not going to be easy tomorrow. But
no.
Like I had predicted, that last week was not easy for us watching this game. Tomorrow is going to be not easy for all of us.
Yeah.
Talking, listening,
watching anything. Like, just it's going to be nightmare fuel for most of the day until that game
You're
starts.
Going to have a mixture of sitting down and standing up.
Mm-hmm. Pacing.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Your stomach is going to feel uneasy. You're not sure if that's the nerves or the snacks that your friend brought to the party.
Oh, God.
But make sure to enjoy it together. Because unlike the last time that they were in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, we didn't have the opportunity for the social gatherings.
No.
To be normal.
And yeah, and you say it best. Just enjoy it, because...
Enjoy this. Enjoy the knots in your stomach.
Yeah.
Together.
We're lucky to be in this situation with this team, truthfully. I mean, it's not like hockey, where a lot of teams make it and it's sad if you don't. This is it. Like, there's only a certain number, and it's good to be within those numbers every season, and this season especially.
And now let's get to you guys and girls and everyone out there. 803-0550 is the number to call. Because here we are. AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, part deux. And I'm a mix of excited, anxious, but ready. Is the one thing that I know is going to be all throughout. I'm ready. And are all of you? Let's find out. As we get connected with our fans, it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Mo in Buffalo first. Mo, welcome. You're leading the calls. How you doing? What you got?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Now, I just want to say, I believe for this game, I think Josh and the Bills could just read option the Chiefs to death, kind of like how Lamar and them did the Steelers. Josh Allen, 6'6", 260. There's no more worry about next game getting hurt. Running, read option him all day. When they bite, dump it down. Get one stop. The game won't be very hard. That's all I wanted to say. I believe we're going to win, 31-14. Go Bills.
31-14. Ooh.
I like the confidence.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Mo, it ain't going to be that easy.
Mm-hmm. No.
I hope your prediction's right. I really do. I don't want to have the knots in my stomach all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to be pacing back and forth.
I do like what he's saying, though, with the RPOs, letting Josh Allen.
He was wrong about one thing. There would be another game to worry about.
Yes.
Injury.
Yeah, you don't want him to just start taking unnecessary hits.
If I have to have Mitchell Trubisky in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. I might as well throw myself through a wall.
Yeah, I don't want to see him taking the hits CJ Stroud was taking against the Chiefs.
No.
Just the knee hits, everything like that.
Yeah.
No. But you're right. They might have to lean into him to run a little bit, and that's expected at this point in the season.
But here's the thing. They don't.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to pick apart the call, because I like what Mo's thinking about, like, weaponizing Josh Allen a little bit more. And in that Chiefs game, he was. He was a weapon in that game.
Yeah.
But that said, they do run the ball so well in a standard way.
Effectively, without him.
That they don't need it. And they don't need to give Josh Allen more of those hits. In the red zone's the red zone. That is a different animal all its own. But Mo's right about one thing, though. If you look at the last game, they bottled up James Cook really well on defense with Kansas City. He had 9 carries for 20 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Cook did have 2 rushing touchdowns.
You're also missing...
But his longest run was 6 yards.
Right. You were missing Big Spence, though,
You were missing Spencer Brown, yes.
I know that's not like the biggest... It is a game changer, but it's not going to completely flip the run on its head, but it's a difference.
But it is a difference. Let's not go ahead and ignore that.
Yeah.
That said... Josh Allen did have the most rushing yards on the team. And on that 26-yard run to cap it off, that was more than any Bills running back had that day.
Yeah,
I remember. Bills running backs combined? I'm just doing my quick maths here.
Yeah.
Had 49 yards total.
Yeah,
Josh Allen had 55.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something to it, because the Chiefs were doing so well against the run. Heading into that game, they were the best run defense in the league. The Ravens headed into Buffalo last week, the best run defense in the league. Unlike against Kansas City in the regular season, the Bills were able to run the football against Baltimore.
They were.
Effectively, especially in the first half.
That was the worry. We talked about it going into the game. Can you get the ground game going? And right away, they got the ground game going. So it was. You knew right away. Okay,
they answered the bell.
The run is alive right now.
It is exactly what it's...
Which sets up the play action, which sets everything up for the Bills' success.
Exactly. So there's a lot to this. And of course, the biggest thing that they've been doing all season, you don't win 13 games by mistake.
No.
You win 13 games and your two playoff games because the Buffalo Bills have done something all year that has been bewildering to me. Do it again. Win the turnover battle. Or at least don't lose it.
Yeah. Tie it. Whatever.
That is the thing that they have not done this year is lose the turnover battle. Against Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes threw an interception on the second play from scrimmage.
I remember that. And everyone here erupted. But yeah, even last week.
And Buffalo in that game got two picks. The game sealer, but also the second play from scrimmage.
Yeah. And last week we were talking, Baltimore, they tied the turnover battle in the first game.
Oh, yeah. They tied the first game, but it was not.
Going into this game.
And what did they do?
They didn't turn the ball over one time. They dominated it.
Dominated with ball control. And that has been something that's happened all playoffs, by the way.
Yeah. And that was a high-intensity playoff game as well. All the stakes.
But notice.
And they did it.
Outside of, I'd say, Denver. What has every team that's been eliminated this postseason had a problem with?
Turnovers.
Losing the turnover battle.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers against the Texans. Herbert throws four picks.
Yeah. The Texans against the Chiefs. I mean, both of them were turning the ball over.
Both of them were turning the ball over. But
the Texans lost.
The Vikings losing, bowing out early. The Lions bowing out as quick as they did. Protecting the football does matter here, and nobody had, I can't believe I'm saying this. Nobody has done this better this year than Josh Allen.
No.
And what the hell reality am I living in?
Talk about flipping the script entirely on its head. That's exactly what the Bills and Josh Allen did. 4% of their plays end up with a terrible outcome. 4%.
I remember I heard a clip from Dan Le Batard this week being absolutely confounded.
Yeah.
That Josh Allen, a player noteworthy for his turnovers,
is playing the safest football.
Had the safest season of all time when it came to the combination of interceptions, fumbles, and sacks taken.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He was confounded about it. And that's the season that Josh Allen is having.
Mm-hmm.
And they need some more out of it from him if they want the ultimate prize.
Two more games.
We've got Rob in Connecticut. Rob, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hi, Derek. Hi, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be on Silly Wacky Sports Talk Saturday. And, you know, you were talking about your friends bringing snacks over. Just make sure that they're not stale donuts, stale chips, and boneless buffalo wings from Sandusky, Ohio.
Yes.
You know your stomach will be doing backflips.
It's already going to be.
You know I had to bring that back.
It's already going to be. So, yeah.
We appreciate you bringing that back.
But listen, you know, I'm not gonna be one of the fans that says, you know, what are the keys of the game? You guys, everybody covers everything as far as what are the keys of the game and this and that. It just, I'm with you guys as far as how I feel before the game. It just feels right for us this year, for me. And I've been following the Bills since 85. So it's like, yes, of course I want to win this game. I would love to see Buffalo win this game. If we lose, I'll be a little bit disappointed, but I've been through it before. 13 seconds is behind us. This is the time now, you know, and the way I feel, it's like destiny calls, and that's one of our mottos, destiny calls. And I've been saying leave no doubts, and the comeback is stronger than the setback. I mean, this is it, you know, for me, and I'm looking forward to the game. My prediction for the score is Buffalo 34. Kansas City 27. And the other game, as far as Washington and the Eagles, I'm looking for Washington to pull this one off, 38-35.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that game's going to be entertaining heading in. Thank you, Rob. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from Rob. Two very entertaining championship matchups, though.
Right.
Like, you've got good football to end the
You've got
the
real good football here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to see that it is, like, especially in a season where, like, the good and the bad have been so outlined, written in Sharpie,
mm-hmm.
that it is the cream rising to the crop. The Lions, ultimately, those injuries did prove that they were not going to end up being one of the best teams in the league at that point. The injuries on defense were just too much to overcome.
Yeah, they couldn't.
That is a season loss for them, and I do genuinely wonder about that. But
and you look last season, though, the Bills had a similar outcome with A.J. Klein getting off, coming off the couch and playing against Travis Kelce, right? So
yes.
It's like, you understand how the Lions feel, how the fans feel. Like, it resonates.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a terrible way to go out.
And there's a lot to this. There's a lot of nuance that we all know we're going to keep going over throughout the next couple of days, today and tomorrow. And again, my main point that I'm going to keep hitting home at for the emotional side of this is to just enjoy this. Because like Rob said, as crappy as it sounds, losing to the Chiefs is kind of a normalcy at this point. And you're like, I don't want to say that people are numb to it because I'm not other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I am. I am numb to it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, how many people are going to actually watch the Super Bowl around here if it happens to be the downside? Really? I don't want to obviously see that, but, you know, it's a reality we do have to face. At the same time, just try to enjoy it the best you can, because this is the stress. This is why we do this. The feeling that you're going to get in this game is why we do this.
The tingle in your gut.
Yes. The tingle in your gut.
The knot in your stomach. Like, it's just like, it's always there. The heart palpitations.
Yes.
Seek medical attention if they become too extreme, though.
Yes.
Do only recommend that.
Yeah. Do not ignore it.
Take the baby aspirin.
We'll stay in Connecticut and go to Mike here. Mike, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're thriving, baby. What you got for us?
Well, I was telling your screener there, I go back to the 90s teams, and I was just thinking to ask Bills fans, if there's any one guy from those teams you'd love to see on the Bills today to make a difference, who would it be? I was thinking of a lot of guys, but I think I settled on Bruce Smith. To be coming around that right end and have Rousseau and Vaughn coming around the left. I think that would just terrorize quarterbacks. I'd like to see what the fans think.
Mike, your question, like the question ended up on the screener to a point where I'm going to leave you on the line for our answers here because we talked about this actually off air. Joe and I, we did have we both were like, yeah, Bruce Smith would be great, but I do think that's the easy cop-out.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what did you end up with?
I landed on Biscuit.
Cornelius Bennett.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
To have a versatile player that can rush and be steady out there on defense for you. Mike, I said Henry Jones.
I love Henry, yeah.
Henry Jones had a four-year stint where he forced 19 turnovers. And a Bills defense that lives and dies by that sword, he would have been perfect for that. And he had 8 interceptions in 1992, first-team All-Pro. You tell me that the Bills secondary wouldn't have a safety playmaking like that right now, especially after the departures of Hyde and Poyer?
No, that'd be huge.
Yeah, I love.
Real quick though, are they thinking of activating Micah Hyde at any time?
Let's and Mike, I appreciate that. This will be the last comment here with you, and it's this: Micah Hyde was not signed to see the field.
Yeah, he
wasn't
vet presence in the locker room, film room, helping out.
And it's to do right by him. Mm-hmm. Do right by a player that's done right by your organization.
Yeah, because now he's attached to the team. So guess what? If they get a ring,
he gets a ring.
So
that's the thing.
He sees it through.
He sees it through. The Bills see it through. That is absolutely what it is.
Yeah.
But yes, I'd even take 2 years ago Micah Hyde on this team.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that that is not how the cards were dealt.
Mm-hmm. Because that defense, Hyde and Poyer,
it was
playmaking. Oh my God. Chef's kiss for a safety tandem, pretty much, right?
And yes, like for example, the fact that Taylor Rapp is injured, he will not play in this game. Man, I would love a guy like Henry Jones on this squad. Go get a guy that makes you plays. Go get a guy that gets them picks.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite stat about him was they didn't track pass deflections until 1999.
Yeah.
And in his last 2 years as a Bill, he had 8 and 9. At the end of his career. So could you imagine what it was when he was making his run? How many pass defenses that he had in 1992 when he was a first-team All-Pro and had 8 interceptions? That's a special season from a player.
Yeah. Can I give you a team stat?
Yes.
That might blow your mind? Found this one. This stat started being tracked in 1933, for your information.
Ooh.
Including playoffs, the Bills have played 12 turnover-free games this season, most by any team in a season since that stat was tracked in 33.
Protect.
I don't know how they were tracking stats in 1933.
Protect.
But
lay football.
Yeah. I had
and
to go back and find that.
Good things might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, like, you know, there's a certain sentiment around here, in this building even in particular, that, like, punts are turnovers.
Yeah.
But if you combine punts with turnovers, it's worse. Right?
Like actual turnovers? Yeah.
Because this Bills team doesn't do a lot of both of those things.
No.
That's the beauty in their business.
I remember when they brought Sam Martin on, and he didn't see the field for a few games. Like at the start of that
season.
Yeah,
when he started as
a
Bill.
Yeah, like there was the Titans game where they just killed him, right? I think it was the week four, the Dolphins game.
Yep.
That's the first time he saw the field all season because they just ran the table to start things off. So it's like, they sign a punter.
But
and
they also had turnovers instead of punts. You're
right.
Allen doing like the arm punt, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But even that, I've started to sour on the arm punt because there's probably contextually a play to be made in the intermediate that could probably go for a first down.
Yeah, right. Let's not just heave it down the field.
There are some arm punts that he has had in his career where they have irritated me the minute that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, that can't be your best option. You're just going for broke because you're sugar high.
Yeah.
And we have not seen that this year.
Nope.
And I hope that we continue to not see it.
There's always that second of silence. You know, it's just combing through the nerves trying to.
It's a lot to have to process, to go through this. To have the emotion to be able to connect with everyone, though, too, is why I like doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty in all of it, is that we get to do this again for another week. And I would love to be able to say we get to do this again for another week.
But there's a game that's got
to
be played
first.
But
there are individuals that have to play on a 53-man roster that we have no control over.
And the biggest non-controllable, non-foreseeable stat of all, luck.
We are freaking hopeless.
Yeah, it's just luck.
In helping.
Mm-hmm.
We're hopelessly helpless.
Sit back and watch, man.
And just enjoy that.
Yeah.
Enjoy the fact that we are going to be hopelessly helpless. And that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be, I thought last week was the toughest waiting period.
No, we were saying that. We were saying that last week. You were absolutely right. I just want this game to start.
So wrong.
And here we are. I want this game to start, though. I feel more excited for this matchup than I did for last week.
I think a lot of that had to do with social media.
Well, it was just so incredibly toxic.
Yeah, it was the fact that the two fan bases had been going at each other all year about something else. And now there was a game to be played between these two teams with stakes on the line that mean a lot more than an MVP conversation. And all that sourness. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's where that came from. And I wanted to avoid everything, and I stayed offline all week. And this has been different. And I think it has to do with the fact that it's also a little bit of a hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah.
You are dealing with a team that, again, has gotten in the way of this team time and again. Can they get them out of the way?
Peyton Manning eventually beat the Patriots.
That is what we're looking at, and that's what we're looking forward to hopefully seeing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to more of your calls coming up here on the other side. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, this is Sports Talk Saturday. We're here with you, and none of you listen to me. If you're on hold, stay there, because we were going to get to more of your calls on the other side on Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR.